simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it. What a change.
Have a good time now. Welcome to paradise. Paradise.
Hey guys, it's Jill Yum with Bean Tunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am super excited to be back this week. It's been a while since I've been alone in the studio. I've had 2 weeks of training. I think before then I also had a guest. So I am thrilled to be by myself in the studio. As much as I love guests, I also love just saying my stuff on air. Today's theme is quit your job, because that's what I just did. I just quit my job. That's the first time I've ever done that, and it's pretty liberating, actually. I used to have to work 2 hours on Sundays, and now I have 2 more hours on Sundays, so go me. Yeah. So basically, the music today, as per usual, it does not really pertain to the theme. None of these songs, I think, have anything to do with work, which is sort of the point, I think. I started us off today with the Avalanches. I've been listening to a lot of the Avalanches recently, but specifically their album Wildflower. It's just been, like, sort of great pick-me-up music for me recently, especially because the weather's been so weird. It's hard to set a mood for your week when one day is, like, 60, upper 60s, 70s almost, and then the next day it's literally snowing. And then I also spent some time this weekend outside of campus, so I've had a weird week. and I'll be honest, I woke up this morning like sort of ugh. So today's music is dancey music, music that I intend to use for my super exciting epic DJ set that is coming. When I learn how to use my DJ controller that I got for my birthday, I promise you this show will be elevated so many levels. So these are songs that I intend on using at some point. And in my head, there's like great transitions between all of these songs, but it's not there yet, obviously, and you won't hear them because I don't know how to do that yet. This next one is one from Tommy McGee, who I actually don't know much about, but I have this song on a playlist of songs that has... that all have this, like, piano-y sound that you will hear momentarily that is so, like, delectable and so addicting. The songs that are on this playlist are super random and also, like, from all different genres of music. There's a lot of it in pop music. I've been noticing it a lot in, like, sort of mid-2010s era music. So, like, Katy Perry has some songs with it in it. This Is How We Do. And then there's also stuff in, like, the sort of hyper-pop realm, and also, like, new pop, like Magdalena Bay. And then a lot of house music also has this. The first song that I heard with this, like, little piano sound was in a set that Catronata did in Montreal. There's, like, this famous Catronata DJ set that I, you know, only first watched last semester. But there's a song in it that has this little addictive piano sound that you're going to hear. It's more of like an electronic piano. I don't really know actually what instrument it is, but I'm obsessed with it, and I have a playlist of songs that all have this sound in it. So I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you'll enjoy this next song from Tommy McGee that's called Now That I Have You. And it's like some sort of weird mix of the song. But anyway, yeah. Enjoy it. Now that I have you,
Thank you.
Hey guys, that was Mare Chia by Nujanea and featuring Cecilia Kameni. That one's a totally new find for me, but love it. Also, sort of an awesome moment when you realize that like people can make songs like Krongbin that aren't Krongbin and have been doing it for a long time. at least for me. I think Krongbin is the introduction for a lot of people to sort of this type of music, but I think this particular song and this artist that I intend on listening a lot more to now after like thoroughly enjoying the song. I think this is maybe the first time that I've listened to this song front to back. Sorry for all the background noise. There's a lot of activity going on in Medford right now. But this track out of Nujanea is really awesome, and I learned that while I was listening to this song, which is particularly long, which sort of feels like a feature of a lot of these sort of funk, disco, house adjacent things. Anyway, this song, while I was listening to it, I learned that they, like, this artist is sort of a project between two different artists, one of whom had worked with, they both sort of worked with the original drummer, with Fela Kuti, so just like a lot of really cool people involved in that song. And I really like it. And also, it's just like such a weird mix between like funk, house, like just all the interesting like intersections of music that I've been enjoying a lot lately, which is why I love that the song is so long. I feel like a lot of people sort of love to sit in that like sort of 3 to 4 minute mark, but I've been listening to a lot more music that sits at like 6 to 8. That one was a 5 minute song. The one before that was 6 minutes. That one was a song that I don't know how to pronounce because it's in Turkish, which makes it like so sad that I don't have my Turkish sweet mate with me. But its song is in parentheses it says it's Turkish disco folk, and the reason that I found this song is because it was featured in this this guy on YouTube makes these like videos of him basically spinning vinyl on like or live, but it's on YouTube so it's recorded. But he had a set once that was like Turkish disco, and this song was one on that video. Loved it. Also love the rest of his videos. It's this guy, I think his YouTube handle is Analog Journal. You'll have to check me on that. I'm not actually sure. But yes, two really random picks. I hope you enjoyed them. I'm trying some new things on this show. I think I've played a lot of songs that are sort of like classic indie person who has a radio show. And the person before me actually was just playing Disney music, which is good for them, honestly. I think it inspired me to play songs that maybe other people on the radio aren't playing. I make this joke all the time, but on Halloween I had a show. And of course everyone had to play Halloween by Phoebe Bridgers, and I had the same exact thought, and I did it. Everyone played Taylor Swift, like, Red. I mean, I didn't participate, but my show was about Taylor Swift, so maybe I should experiment with doing things that are totally different. Although I do know a lot of people have shows that are sort of, like, global music, so maybe I'm never gonna be able to do something original. But that's a topic for a different time. At least I have an interesting major. I'm an anthropology major, and not, like, IR, because that's probably the most embarrassing thing that you can do at this school. Anyway, it's time for a PSA. This one is, with the rest of the theme of the show, is random. But I think it will be very helpful for some listeners. This one's called Blackout Emergency Preparedness. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations, such as power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. I don't know why I just got winded like I was presenting in class, but that was a tough one for me to read. Anyway, this next song is called Joe. It's from Mr. Oiseau, which I also just learned is a very cool French producer that also happens to make music that fits my theme. So, selfishly, I like Mr. Oiseau for today's purposes. This one's called Joe.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm back. That was Witching Hour, or The Witching Hour, sorry, by Psychic Mirrors. Another weird one. I ran us through some really random tracks today, but it's all to the theme of quitting your job, because that's what we are here to do today, to support people who are quitting their job, having a midlife life crisis, and changing careers midlife. That's also awesome. Because your life is not defined by your job, and my life was totally not defined by my job because I barely made any money and I also barely worked. It was sort of like 9 hours a week at most, but still, quit your job and listen to house music. The next few songs are all sort of house. Well, we'll see. This next one is from sort of this terrible collection of indie artists that happen to make good music. Or at least music that I think is good. It might be because it's totally, like, market researched and made for me. But my friends and I tend to really like a lot of their songs. It's this collection of indie artists called Nice Guys. And I don't really know why they formed or when they did, but they all sort of suck. It's like one of them is named Johnny, and he's not even from Philly. And he just, like, totally took that. I think he's from New Jersey, which is even worse. So, sucks for him. Anyway, this one's called Makes You Fly by Nice Guys. And the next one that I'm going to play after that is sort of a new artist out of Detroit who's, like, a house music musician. So, get excited. I have a lot of weird stuff coming up. It's not actually that weird, but I am really excited to play it because I have not played, like, house, electronic, or dance music on my show, or I have, but not really formally. So consider this our first time. This is Makes You Fly by Nice Guys and featuring Dumbo Gets Mad. Thank you. Hey guys, I'm back, and I actually have a guest. Hopefully they can introduce themselves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, guest is on air. Nice, nice.
Hi, my name is Jake. I'm coming at you live from Mod B on campus, currently on my last day of isolation. Mm-hmm. Longtime fan of Bean Tunes. I'm very stoked to be on air. And yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ali. I'm just chilling in the mod. You know how it is.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
You had COVID like a week or two ago. You going back to say hi?
Yeah, I think there was some. I had sort of the sensation of Stockholm syndrome. Like I was sort of wanted to go back to the mods, or like it was just felt natural to me to go back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so we're here to talk about quitting our jobs. Do you guys have any quitting job stories?
Yeah, when I was in like seventh grade, I found a job on Craigslist for a local hair salon, needed a social media manager. And that's when I started collecting vinyl records. So I needed something to, you know, fuel my habit, which is a very expensive habit. But I met the lady. She was crazy. She was like this 80-year-old woman that had aspirations for her little tiny hair salon to like get big in the beauty industry, and she wanted to do models, like professional models, hair and stuff like that. So she had me reaching out to these like talent agencies, and I was so confused. I thought I was just going to be running like an Instagram account, and so I did that for like a few months. I got like $50 an hour, which is actually crazy.
Wow.
But I was she was very verbally abusive. She scared me, and this is my first time in the workforce as like a, you know, 12, 13-year-old boy, and I just didn't really like it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to do this. So I had my little labor moment, and I'm like, you're not treating me well enough. I don't think I can do this anymore. And I walked out. And,
wow. How did that feel to walk out?
How did that feel? Liberating?
Yeah.
Mostly. Felt like I was like, I was just like saying something about the system.
Mm-hmm. Definitely that too.
That was when I was reading like George Orwell and Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh.
So I thought I was on the top.
At age 12?
13.
Okay.
To be exact.
$50 an hour at age 13?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty good, but I didn't have any concept of like money. But yeah, you know what? And so the soundtrack to me walking out was probably I think it was Cheap Talk by Death from Above 1979. That's what I was listening to a lot. And I remember just feeling so badass. Like, I just quit my first job, even though I was walking out on $50 an hour. But,
and you probably also weren't, like, legally allowed to be paid yet, anyway.
No, it was 100% under the table. It was,
Right, yeah. But you quit it anyway.
I did.
Yeah. Go you.
I like when stuff's on the books. I like to be on
child labor laws, too, is the boss.
Yeah. You were also, like, advocating for child labor.
Exactly.
Or not for child labor. Against child labor.
All to the tune of mid-2000s dance punk.
Yeah, that's such an awesome soundtrack for that. I can actually like visualize that pretty well. Allie, do you have another story?
No, I haven't really quit a job. Yeah. I like soft-ghosted one, but I don't think that counts.
Mm-hmm.
She's a slave to the man.
Right, yeah. No, you should try it sometime. It feels great.
I like my job right now.
That's really great for you.
Honestly, security is better than sticking it to the show and society.
No, that's what the show is all about, though. It's about sticking it to the man by playing house music.
My manager offered to text my architecture TA to ask them for an extension for me.
Mm-hmm.
That benefits.
Exactly. I got benefits, right? I'm getting a little bit extra. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, these were both great stories, and I'm so glad that both you guys called in, because the theme was quitting your job, so it was great for the theme.
So what are you going to follow this up with? What's the song to quit your job to?
So I'm considering a few things, but because I am sort of short on time, I'm just going to play a vegan song, because that's probably...
Wonderful.
It's going to be Mushroom Abolitionist, I think, which, you know, that has to do with sticking to the man somehow. Mushrooms, mm-hmm. Abolitionists.
Yeah.
There's
all an Aaron leftism over all of this.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for coming on. This was so fun.
Of course. Thank you for having us.
Enjoy your mods day.
Thank you.
We will. Enjoy the rest of your show.
All right. See you guys.
Forever.
Because, like, literally, you are the worst.
That was Vegan Mushroom Abolitionist. We're going to have to wrap up the show, unfortunately, which really sucks because I'm really sad to only have an hour, honestly. I was talking to someone who is a DJ at UMass Amherst, and apparently they get two-hour chunks. So maybe WMFO should work on that. anyway, thanks so much for tuning in today, if you did. I'll be back next week, 3 p.m. on Sundays, every week. Beantunes. I don't know why I decided to speak like that. Anyway, I have one more song for you before we close out, but this has been a great hour of talking about quitting your job, feeling liberated, sticking it to the man, house music, funk, boogie, all of the above. It's been so fun. I hope you'll join me next week. Maybe I'll have a guest. I don't know. I haven't really decided. I've been planning my shows later and later in the week, as in like an hour before the show today. So this last one is a full circle moment because we're going to be playing the Avalanches yet again. This one is Because I'm Me, which feels like a great song to finish it off with. All right, enjoy your Sunday. Actually, I need to close off. This is Jill Yum with Beantunes Radio, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Because I'm Me.
If she don't love me, what can I do? Just put on my best pair of shoes, 'cause she's tough and me, 'cause she checked. He's the one that drill a charm, honey, that's gone on. I just want to know what's wrong with me.
Suede the Rango jacket, ball sling, glow, Bronx is only Django. Snap, be a golfer, star, but that's where my pops go. That's where my pops went. See, my percentage is a pennant to the planet. Knock it out the ballpark, crank it. I should not tie this tie to a metal arc, let the wings spread. It'll always come back, baby. Come back, shellac, black, baby. A comeback, flat, black, paint on the Chevy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch the show. It's good.